We're in Simin Shin Chavav. We're up to Sif Hei. We'll be doing from Hei through Ches. Now, in Sif Dalid, we learned the halacha that a person should not go and wash himself completely in cold water and then stand in front of the fireplace because that's considered washing in hot water. Now, that would mean that we're giving it the halacha of someone who is washing in chamin that were nischame me'er of Shabbos, because it's only his whole body that cannot be wet. Sif Hei argues with Sif Dalet. Sif Hei begins, Yesh omim shetzarach lizor shlo lachame miyodov eitzel la'esh achar netila, im lo yinag v'em t'chilo yofe. Sif Hei is holding that it's not only your whole body that can't be wet when you stand in front of the fireplace. You cannot even just wash your hands and stand in front of the fireplace. This sheet is holding that when you do that, it's considered chamim sheneschamamu b'shabbos. It's as if the water was heated up on Shabbos where you cannot even wash your hands and face and feet with them. So this is a yeshomim, it is arguing. Mr. Burr points out that obviously we're talking about where the heat is less than Yatzol Edus, but where the issue would be Bishul, and you wouldn't need a yeshomim for that. Everybody would hold that's Aser. Another very interesting thing the Bir Halacha points out, and it's a Mefurish Gemara, this is only a din in Mayim, this is only a din in water. For example, someone has oil on his hands, nobody's going to hold that there's an isser of getting them warm. We're not talking about Yatzol Edus, but no one's going to hold that there's an isser in getting them warm. For the simple reason that the whole isser is the gzera that Chazal said because they're afraid that you're going to go and heat up the water on Shabbos yourself. So there Chazal went and made all these different gzeras. They made that by water because bath water was something that was tempting. It was something that people commonly heated up on Shabbos. When you're dealing with oil, they never made such a gzera. So as long as you're not over the isser bishul, there is no isser. So it comes out that according to this Yeshomim, which according to the Machaber is not the Ikar Adin, it's only a Chumrah, we would say that if you have cold water on you and you warm it up near the fire, we consider that Chamim Sheheichan Shehu Chamu B'Shabbos, and it's Osir even if it's on your hand, your face, or your feet. Now, based on that, people often ask the question with regard to using these drying machines for your hands, if there'd be some way of doing it where you wouldn't be activating it, say that it's on a timer, would it be mutter or aser? So first of all, one would have to establish that there's no chash that it would get Yatzol Edus bo. If there's any way that it would get Yatzol Edus bo, then that's a problem of Bishol on Shabbos. Means if it could get the Yatzol Edus bo, we learned in the halachas of Bishol that there's a fear that you're going to leave it there. Even if it cannot get to Yatzol Edus bo, the truth is that there would be a chumran, of being machmer and not to use it because of this yesh omrim, that it's considered chamim sheichamu b'Shabbos, and it's even aser for pun of Yadav Araglov. Sivvav, Osir liten al gabe bitno kli sheyesh bo mayim chamim vafilo b'chol mipnei asakana. You're not allowed to put any keli that's filled with hot water and put it on your stomach. This is for the sake of healing a stomach ache, I guess. Mipnei asakana. This is also even during the week because of sakana shepa'omim sheim roschim. Because you may overdo it. The water in the keli may be boiling water, and accidentally the water may spill. Says the Ramah, Aval muter lochem beged v'litno al bitno, but you can heat up a piece of clothing, an article of clothing, or a keli for that matter, and put it on. It's only hot water that we really have a chash. It's going to be hotter than you think, and you'll end up burning yourself. The Mishnah Brewer brings that this is really a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos shita is that the iser is because of refuah, because people only do this for refuah, and we're going to learn later that there's an iser of refuah on Shabbos unless you're actually ill. Here we're talking about, according to Tosa, someone who is not bedridden. He just has a bit of a stomach ache and he'd like to do this. The Mishnah Berurah makes a nafkamina between the two pshatim in the case of a hot water bottle, which is totally sealed. His claim is that the machaber's chash wouldn't exist. Why should it spill on you? It's usually made of thick rubber. It doesn't usually get a hole. So there's no reason why we have to be choshish. As opposed to Tosis, it would still be also because of refuah. His maskana is the b'makom tzorach godel, you're allowed to be makel. I have seen the Svarim bring down, though, that you should consult with your doctor first, because a hot water bottle is not necessarily the answer to a stomach ache. It can actually do harm to your stomach. So don't go and automatically think that warming your stomach is the cure for indigestion. The Bir Halacha brings a Prima Godim who says that this is not only in hot water, but this is even in lukewarm water. And he leaves it as a tmiya. He doesn't understand why it should be that way. Siv Zayin, Harochitz ben Nohor. someone who is washing in the river, this is washing in cold water. The Gzeres Chazal was not to bathe in hot water on Shabbos. Bathing in cold water is mutter. So if someone bathes in the river, Tzarech she'inagev gufo yofek esh'ola mehanar, you have to dry yourself well. Mipnei shalo yishiru hamayim olav yitaltalem dalaramis pekarmelis. There's fear that you're going to be carrying the water on your body for four ames outside the river, which is a karmelis. Lefi she'olam in architza yesh ribui mayim al gufo. Because when you walk out of the river, you're usually dripping with lots of water. So there's lots of water on you. There's a good chance that you may be carrying a sheer of water. The sheer of water is not all that much. You may be carrying it. Aval, haholak v'shus harab mumater sochef al rosho v'alavusha, was if you're walking in the street in the middle of a rain and you are soaked, both your head as well as your clothing, lohik pidubo, that Chazal did not aser. Because the odds are that you will not get as wet as when you walk into a river. The Gra goes even further, and the Gra says that even if you will get soaked, but the water absorbed in your clothing is bottled to the clothing, it would not be considered hotzah, as opposed to the clothing that's on you, which would be considered hotzah. So if you're walking wet and clothed, there's no problem. When you're walking wet but not clothed, because you just bathed in the river, that's where you would have a problem, an isser that you're going to end up carrying arba ames pekarmelis. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out something very interesting. He says that the halacha is inside the river, it's a karmelis. So long as you're underwater, you're not carrying anything. The water belongs to the river. But say you get to, like, towards the riverbank, where you're up to your waist, then the water from your waist and above is being carried by you. If you walk four amis there, you're carrying arba amis and a karmelis, which is asam midrabanan. So when it says here not to walk outside of the river, it means even in the river. All of this is the Ikar Adin. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, that the minhag is that one does not wash even in cold water on Shabbos kol gufo. The reason being that we're choshish for all kinds of isurim. You're going to come to schita, to hotzah, possibly bishul, who knows? Because of all the various isurim, the minig is that one does not wash even in cold water on Shabbos. The poskim talk about taking a cold shower on an extremely hot day. And Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva talks about, say, when you have a two-day yontif, or possibly 3 days in a row, and it's very, very hot. So he wants to say that it could be that if it's abnormally hot and you're especially uncomfortable, that was never included in the minhag, that it would actually be mutter. Sivches, Odom mutter litbol mitumaso b'Shabbos. The halacha is, we saw that tefilas kelim on Shabbos is problematic because it's a tikkun in the keli. With a person, there is no such gzera because a person may be walking into the mikvah just to cool off. We're not talking about hot water. It is also to bathe. It's also to be tovel in a hot mikvah on Shabbos. It's supposed to be cool. I mentioned that there were different shitas and how cool. Generally speaking, they say it should not be warmer than body temperature. But let's say it's that. So a person would walk into such water on a hot day anyway, just to cool off. Not only that, but even if the mikveh is not especially clean, a person may want to cool off in water that's not so clean. Therefore, Chazal didn't aser it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are many poskim that want to say that since Bizman Hazeh, it is not normal for people to walk into a mikveh for any reason other than using the mikveh, that Bizman Hazeh should be usher because it is a tikkun. So first he mentions that's why there's a minig that a woman is only tovel on Leil Shabbos if that is the Zman, whereas if it's not Bizmana, she just plans it that way so because it's practical, that would be usher. He says the reason for it is because it may really be usher. Where it is no Gea is, first of all, what's with Tfilas Ezra? So the Bir Halacha wants to say that since Mi Ikar Adin Tfilas Ezra we paskin was bottle, it is unnecessary. So there's no tikkun. There's absolutely no tikkun anymore. If there's no tikkun, there's no reason to aser it. There are those who claim that it's included in the minhag of just not washing yourself even in cold water on Shabbos. Mechashash that you're going to come lidei schita. The maskon of the Mishnah Berurah is that a tefila, or the shem Tosefes Kedusha, which means that it's not any tikkun whatsoever, it's just for the sake of Kedusha, should really not be in this gzera. His maskana, though, is that hamekel ein limchos, for those people that are tovel on Shabbos, you cannot stop them. And he also says that it seems to be that is the minag is to be tovel on Shabbos.